It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
Hello, everybody. I'm Jesse Waters, along with Judge Jeanine Pirro, Harold Ford Jr., Kennedy, and Jimmy Failla.
He nailed it!
It's 5 o'clock in New York City, and this is The 5. Big tech companies are getting into bed with communist China, and it's having a chilling effect on the world. Apple CEO Tim Cook not looking so great after his company limited a key iPhone function used by Chinese anti-COVID lockdown protesters. Cook tried to smooth things over by meeting with lawmakers on Capitol Hill, saying the changes were meant to boost security. But watch him act like a total coward when confronted by Fox Business reporter Hillary Vaughn.
Hi, Mr. Cook. Do you support the Chinese people's right to protest? Do you have any reaction to the factory workers that were beaten and detained for protesting COVID lockdowns? Do you regret restricting airdrop access that protesters used to evade surveillance from the Chinese government? Do you think it's problematic to do business with the Communist Chinese Party when they suppress human rights?
That comes as we get a disturbing new report on how China used TikTok in order to tip the scales in our midterms. Apparently, accounts run by the propaganda arm of the Chinese government have accumulated millions of followers. They were bashing Republicans and praising Democrats without really clearly disclosing they were being posted by a foreign government. So Hillary Vaughn really drew some blood out there on old Timmy, didn't she?
I got to tell you, Hillary Vaughn is now my hero. I mean, she just had one after the other after the other. Look, how disappointing, and that's a very soft word, is it that the head of Apple is literally taking a position that the Chinese government wants, the only country in the world that wants to limit airdrop so that the protesters can evade actually the policing by the Chinese communists and communicate with each other, because once they're identified as protesters, they're taken in, they're beaten, and we never hear from them again. And for Tim Cook to say, to not answer a question when it is so anti-democratic, and it's all about the money for him. And then to watch the opposite of that with Twitter, you know, we're now learning Twitter is now involved in the election, or was involved in the 2020 election, and was putting certain information higher up or suppressing certain information, and then the Hunter laptop on top of it. The United States government is now in the business of suppressing free speech, and they're doing it for political purposes, and that is just plain wrong.
And Elon Musk said he's going to release some information about the suppression
today
of the laptop, and we'll bring that to you if we see it come in. So the CEO didn't say a word. Is that a good strategy, or should he have stopped and talked to our very own Hillary Vaughn?
Well, I agree. Hillary Vaughn did a great job. It's good to be back with everybody. I've been gone. I've been gone all week.
We've been missing you.
We're in the middle, just to take a step back, we're in the middle of, I think, of a reset around the scope and terms of our relationship, economic relationship with China. I think it's unfair to put the onus or the burden on one CEO to try to answer, although I probably would have had an answer. I would have, his press people should have had some sort of response, knowing that he might be asked these questions. But in fairness, we on this set have been critical of business leaders when they get in the middle of politics. And I have not always, so I'm being consistent. I think he should have answered those questions. But at the same time, we can't expect a CEO of a large company to help determine what is larger government and public policy needs to be sorted out. That's no excuse for not answering the question. Here are the terms, Judge, in all fairness, here are the terms that are being talked about. You have IP concerns. You have access to their markets, access to our markets. You have national security concerns. You have trade concerns. You have a support of illicit regimes, or should say hostile regimes. All of this has to be sorted out at the federal level and at a larger policy level. Again, we have to have a reset, though, before these ideas and, for that matter, these matters are going to be resolved. Finally, I think of, as we talk about the people there in China, We can shake our heads, but these are real issues. You buy products from China all the time. So if you really feel as strongly as you do, and I believe you do, you should stop devouring food buying things that are made in China.
You're not answering the question.
I did say
Tim Cook has allowed the Chinese people to invade.
Tim Cook is not allowed it.
Huh? He's the president of the company.
He didn't know. But listen,
he didn't know?
He should have answered the question.
It's the only country in the world.
Then throw your Apple away. Throw that phone away right now if you feel that strong. You know why you're not going to do that? Because you don't feel that strong.
I do feel.
If you don't feel that strong. Look, at the end of the day, these are the kinds of issues that have to be litigated at the federal level. This is policy. And there's federal policy that needs to be reset. I'm agreeing with you, but if you feel as strong as you do, I'm not throwing
what
away mine.
What are you agreeing with away. Me on? What are you agreeing?
That these matters need to be resolved, and Tim Cook probably should have answered
I'm not looking for matters need to be resolved. Answer the question
throw away
and
your
explain
Apple.
To the American people
then throw away your
why
phone.
You put it.
If you feel that strong.
No, that's not the answer. Tell the American people
it probably was made
why
there.
You think it's a good idea to identify protesters who end up being killed as a result of the Communist Chinese Party.
He should have answered. I agree with you. You should have asked that question. But us consumers, if we
not answered it, why did he do it?
All right, let's move on. Kennedy, are you interested in what Elon might be releasing to the world about the Hunter Biden cover-up?
I am interested in that because I think there's a lot that's been happening we know has been happening, and he's going to give his confirmation of that. That's what I expect. But to Harold's point, because you sort of mush together about four different things, part of that is the U.S. government, part of that is Apple. But the way you talk about it, it's as though it's one entity, which is the most concerning thing we face in this country. Big tech and big government getting together. Okay, because, yes, Apple has to worry about market share. Above market share is human freedom. And having access to talking with other people, coordinating protests, and standing up against an authoritarian, murderous regime, that's what Tim Cook could have allowed. The United States government, they have to figure out what is our foreign policy? How do we interface as a country with China? But to the judge's point, these inalienable, God-given human rights are above what Apple might make appeasing the Communist Chinese Party. Elon Musk, in contrast, made Starlink available to Ukrainian people so they could coordinate and get themselves and their families to safety and also have some sort of a vigilante offense on their own. Tim Cook could have done the same thing, opening up AirDrop to these desperate people. They're left holding up white pieces of paper, blank pieces of paper to symbolize what they would like to say, but they cannot because they have been silenced by the communists.
Let me be clear, I'm not on that side. I said he should have answered that question. I'm only saying there's a larger set of issues here that have to be litigated. If we feel that strongly, throw your iPhone away.
No, that's not what it is. He shouldn't have done it.
I am pro-America. I am against them. I'm not going to allow you to align me with them. If you feel as strongly, throw your doggone iPhone away.
I'm not aligning you with them.
Jimmy.
Listen, in all due respect to these lovebirds down the end. That Tim Cook video, it's so embarrassing. You know what he looked like? He looked like me walking past one of those environmental people with the clipboards on 6th Avenue. Do you have 2 seconds for climate? No, I don't, as a matter of fact. And the cause has changed 7 times. It was, do you have 2 minutes? We're freezing. Do you have 2 minutes? We're going to melt. But stick with me. Okay, you can't tell me we don't have free speech problems when the CEO of the biggest company in the world isn't allowed to talk to the media. They told him to shut up. That's media training 101, because he knows if he responds, he amplifies the story. Mm-hmm. And that's what we were watching in that moment, is him realizing it's time to play a little bit of defense. But every one of these companies that throws up a rainbow or a Ukrainian flag or a pronoun doesn't care about human rights. And if they did, they'd have the balls to say something, because people are dying. And it's not as simple, Harold, as just divesting ourselves from this technology, because this technology has its own set of entanglements and considerations. So I get what you're trying to say, which is, if you really feel that way. But if Apple really felt that way, just give China the finger. Are they an American company or are they a Chinese company? I think what we learned is they're a Chinese company.
Look, all
I'm
saying
is my phone and my integrity.
We all thought prosperity on both sides would help pave a way around these human rights issues, and it is not. That's my only point. Do you have to have a reset with this relationship? Sure, I don't think we should throw this
away. Really quick.
But everything has to be redone here, and it's national security, it's capital markets, all of these things.
Can I just tell you
how do we do that? Sit down and talk to them? I don't think so.
You know, if we have to bring in all these companies to the White House and figure out what is it that you're willing to do, what is it that you cannot do, what can we produce more here in America?
Is Musk allowed at the White House?
Yeah. Well, he would have to. I would invite him. I would have. Yeah. I think it would happen.
President Harrell.
You would have to invite him.
Hey, and why
President Harrell? It's good to be with you.
TikTok, yeah, President. Yeah. Why is TikTok running so freely?
You.
That's a Chinese company.
Mark Warner is the one.
That's a good point about TikTok, Harrell. If you add Minnie Madoff buying the Senate with fraudulent cash and the TikTok interference,
that's right.
That is a double dose of election interference.
Senator Mark Warner, the Democrat, the
double dose, Harrell,
has been the most outspoken person, and I agree with him 100%.
We agree on that.
All right. We agree on
we
a lot
do?
Of things.
All right.
Mark Warner.
Yeah. Elon Musk says he's about to drop documents on Twitter's censorship of the Hunter Biden story. Stay tuned for that. And up next, lobsters for me, but not for thee. Joe Biden's state dinner guests gorging themselves on the forbidden seafood that liberals want to ban.
Once a year sale with 50% off all yearly plans for a limited time.
When I read what it took for Yellowstone to be here so that we could all enjoy it, I realized that this was a story that I suddenly wanted to share.
I say when I'm done, not them.
They had unboundless, unlimited optimism.
We fixing to get filthy, stinking rich boys.
Fox Nation, they give you the power.
Our team embedded with Kid Rock.
There's only one thing in my life now that really matters.
Sign up and start streaming today.
My most important kitchen tool?
The Will Cain Show is now dropping 5 episodes a week. Join Fox & Friends weekend host Will Cain as he tackles the latest headlines from his unique perspective, along with thought-provoking interviews with leading figures and live calls from viewers and listeners. Listen wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
At any moment, Elon Musk will drop files he says will expose Twitter's censorship of the Hunter Biden laptop story. We will have it for you as soon as we get it. In the meantime, President Biden hosting his first official state dinner. What's he's in his what year? Yeah. His first official state dinner for French President Macron. It was a toned down affair reflecting the tough economic times. Just kidding. The president rolling out the red carpet for all his celebrity pals and liberal media lapdogs. And guess what was on the menu?
We are featuring beautiful things from the land and the sea. And as you see on the first course, we have some butter poached Maine lobster. We want to honor as well our lobstermen from Maine who really have to like work pretty hard.
And as Joe's guests got to enjoy a butter-poached Maine lobsters, he's pushing regulations that would kill the industry. Whole Foods pulled Maine lobster off the shelves nationwide to appease environmentalists who claims it puts a rare whale in danger, even though there's no record of that ever happening. Democratic Maine Congressman Jared Golden ripping into Biden for his war on lobsters. He says that if Biden is going to eat it, he should at least meet with the people who catch them. Okay, the truth is, Harold, this all started with Obama. Okay? Obama started going after the fishing industry because of the leftist environmentalist. And now you've got him shutting down Maine lobsters, not even meeting. This is our blue-collar president, not even meeting with the lobster union that wants to sit down and meet with him. Can't even take an hour. And has the unmitigated gall to say, I'm treating you to Maine lobster, but I'm shutting down the industry, a $1 billion industry.
He should meet with them. I don't eat lobster because I'm allergic to shellfish, so I hope they serve something else at the dinner. There's a long tradition of these dinners taking place at the White House, and the president invites and the first lady invite whom they want to invite.
Right.
But the real advantage of these dinners, having been in Congress, is that you hope, particularly with these types of leaders coming, you hope there's some meetings that take place before and after the dinner, but largely before the dinner, and that there's some things that are straightened out and talked about, including in this matter, you had Ukraine, you had China, you had climate change and other issues. Mainly Ukraine and China were on their list. Now, whether they serve chicken or steak or lobster, whatever they see bass, I hope the meetings were successful as much as the coverage around the lobster and whatever else they ate. But if I'd been there, I wouldn't have eaten it because I'm allergic to it.
Oh, well, that's good to know. All right, Jesse. Jesse, all right, what about the fact that his hostility to the seafood industry doesn't just touch lobster. He ate tuna and swordfish, and many say it's not about the science. It's about appeasing the extreme environmentalists.
So they want these lobstermen. If you understand how you catch these things, you have the lobster trap at the bottom of the ocean, and then it's attached to a line, and then the buoy is floating around. The buoy's colored your color, so the lobstermen know where to go, and then they haul the trap up, and they get the lobster out of the trap, put them in a bucket, and take them to shore and sell them. They think that the lines are going to strangle the whale, and they want to cut all their lines. How are they going to get the traps up from the bottom of the ocean, Judge? Remote control? Mm. How are you going to do that? It is physically impossible to do that. Another thing, they've never even seen a right whale in the Gulf of Maine, ever.
Oh,
they've never even seen it. And my sources in the Maine lobster industry are telling me, and we're going to expose this tonight at 7 o'clock, that Joe Biden may not even have purchased these 200 lobsters from Maine.
How'd he get them?
Okay, tune in at 7, and we will explore that. Another
That's
thing
a teaser.
Here. There are certain companies that are funding these Save the Whale outfits that are trying to get rid of these lobstermen. Guess what they want to do to these waters? They want to put windmills there.
Yep. Yes, exactly.
Exactly.
All right, Kennedy.
I can eat swordfish and tuna.
What about you know what? They're bottom
what else?
Feeder.
What else?
Why would you eat swordfish? They're a bottom feeder. They're not so great for you. But anyway, Kennedy, I'm going to go back to you. Or I'm going to go to you on this. I mean, the truth is that the midterms are over. He doesn't have to prove that he's a continuing extremist, leftist. You know, I mean, be fair about it. Don't put out a whole industry, a $1 billion industry.
Yeah, wait till he decides that he's not running for president and wait till you see who he's really going to offend at that point. But this week, Joe Biden has just been doing a bang up job because he lost the union workers.
Yep.
And
yeah.
Now he's lost the fishermen.
Mm,
and,
yep.
You know, people who hunt and yep. fish for a living are disgusted by this. Mm-hmm. Big Jim Phelan will back me up on this. Maine lobster is delicious.
Thank
we
you.
Are incredibly lucky in this country because we have plentiful natural resources. All you have to do, I go crabbing every year with my brother along the Oregon coast. You will never meet people more concerned about the environment
yeah.
and preserving where they are than people who fish for a living. A couple years ago, I was lucky enough to go on all the deadliest catch boats in Dutch Harbor, Alaska, and those people are true conservationists. They want to keep things pristine. They want to make sure that they have an income in an industry, and so do generations who are going to follow them onto these boats. It's incredibly short-sighted. It is anti-scientific, and frankly, Judge, it's anti-American.
I agree. I agree with you. And you know, Jimmy,
yep.
it would be very easy to impose regulations.
Yep.
You know, you can only fish this way this time.
Uh-huh.
And then if you violate the regulation, you get sanctioned.
Yeah.
But wiping out a whole industry, I mean, they did it to the fossil fuel industry for these environmentalists, and now they're doing it for seafood and fish.
100%. I just have to correct them both. It's lobster them. It's not lobster men. You get me in a lot of trouble here.
Lobster.
Well, there's two things. First of all, Biden does empathize with lobsters because when he goes to a restaurant, they put rubber bands over his claws so he doesn't grab kids and sniff them. But stick with me. The environmentalists are stupid children, okay? They're governed by emotion. They have no grasp of the issues that they're trying to legislate. They decimated the economy with fossil fuels. They're supposed to be protecting democracy, but we've just empowered a dictator in Venezuela. And oh, by the way, in the process of doing that, we're burning even more fuel and creating more emissions because it cost us fuel to get this crap from Venezuela up to here. So these people are just children. And that state dinner was embarrassing, okay? But to be clear, it wasn't it was a state of dementia. It wasn't a normal state. Anyway.
Yeah. Does that give him an excuse?
No. He's a dirtbag.
And they're still letting Meghan Markle on private planes.
No way.
They're not serious about climate change.
Yeah, she's looking for private
I
planes.
I can eat salmon, too. Salmon.
I'll throw that away. What really happened with the suppression of the Hunter Biden laptop story? Elon Musk says he's going to drop the goods at any moment now. Ahead on the 5, Joe Biden's student loan election bribe hitting another major roadblock. Salmon, huh?
technology for COPD.
All right. Very fast. Welcome back. President Biden's student loan bailout turning into a total debacle. The legal fight now headed to the Supreme Court. But remember when the big guy bribed voters and said the cash handout was just weeks away? Remember this?
We're going to win that case. I think in the next 2 weeks, you're going to see those checks going out.
That's 16 million people who will be hearing from the Department of Education that they've been approved and who should be seeing relief in the coming days.
Yeah, they should be, but it's pretty much an illegal cash grab. That was back in November. It is now December, and the president hasn't paid up yet. And the Supreme Court will take up this case in February, which means we likely won't know their decision until next June. But the Biden administration, not waiting, his education secretary has begun notifying student loan borrowers that they are approved for up to $20,000 in university party cash. But he's going to have to take that one back. So, Harold, my big issue with this is that it has turned into this political debate as to whether or not the government owes you a college education. So Elizabeth Warren is going after Republicans. Why don't we go after these colleges and universities who are making college so expensive and keep raising tuition prices without giving us more professors and more learning?
I agree with you 100%. So the Supreme Court's going to talk here, going to speak here, and they will resolve this matter. And we'll all have to follow what they say. First, and the question is whether or not he has administrative authority to do this. He being, we'll say she one day, but whether or not the president has the authority to do it, and the judge doesn't think so. I actually happen to think that the president has the authority to do it, but I don't like what they did, because I think what you're saying is the more important thing. First of all, we should prioritize what we're going to, if we're going to forgive debt for some kids, the professions and the kinds of things we need more people doing. And as well, we need to incentivize people going into certain things. And two, you raised the most important point. We'll come back and do this every 3 to 5 to 7 to 10 years, because colleges are raising these tuitions. I don't know what kids and what families, and more importantly, what the overall society is getting when you double tuition over 3 or 4 years. Are we healthier? Are we more productive? Are we producing better kids? Are we producing better citizens, smarter citizens? I don't think that is the case. So if I were the president, again, I would convene the presidents of these universities. By the way, I like halibut, too. I would convene the presidents of these universities, private and public alike, and say, what are you doing? What are the upward pressures? Mm-hmm. And what can we do to contain them? Because ultimately, we as taxpayers are the ones not only paying the tuition, but we're also paying for the fact that we're not producing graduates who are taking the jobs, taking the risk that we need as a society and as a country to succeed going forward. So I agree with you.
Yeah, and it's affecting their lives, because if they owe this much in student loan debt, that means they're having to put off other major life decisions. That means depopulation, Judge. But let's go to some of these.
Well, bring in the illegals. They'll populate. That's what they want.
Really?
Yeah, they said that.
You know any hot ones?
Yeah.
JK. Okay, but Judge, there are two lawsuits that are happening concurrently.
Right.
And that is sort of what's fast-tracking it to the Supreme Court.
Right.
What do we expect to see from the Supreme Court? How could they rule on this?
All right. The Fifth and Eighth Circuits have made a decision that, you know, they're going to pause and they're blocking the movement of the money. And the Supreme Court, of course, scheduled to hear, as you say, in February, will hear in June. And they are blocking any issuance of any money. And Joe Biden is clueless. So he's saying the money's coming. But I don't think he has any idea. A lot of the lawsuits, we talked about this before, Harold, the Republican lawsuits were dismissed for lack of standing. The Supreme Court now believes that in Missouri, because Missouri has the Missouri Higher Education Loan Authority that funds most colleges, or an incredible amount of money, that they do have the standing. The issue is whether the 2003 HEROES Act, which was meant for the military in the beginning, is available to people to forgive student loans. It makes no sense to me. We're no longer in an emergency. And you know what? If you want to give money away, make it across the board. Give it to senior citizens who are on a fixed income who can't afford the inflation. All right? Give it to people who bought an F-150, as Dana always talks about, a truck to start a company. You know, I think that the Supreme Court is going to say it's not an emergency, and they're going to say you do not have the power of the purse. Congress does, Mr. President. So shut up, and you're not getting the money.
I wonder if they're actually going to write that down in the decision.
Shut up.
Shut up. So Jim, I think about you with this story because you are a self-made man. You are also one of the most uneducated people I know.
Should
successful community college dropouts be on the hook with this tax to pay for other people's bad college decisions?
No, it's a scam. When I was sitting in my classroom next to a 35-year-old man who was in a high chair and we were playing Xbox in the community college, I did apply myself and make my way. This is a scam. You know what it's like? It's like Obamacare in that the name doesn't address the issue. The Affordable Care Act drove up premiums to the point that our copays got so high I had to crash my car because my car insurance deductible was better than my Cadillac plan payment. But it's so stupid because what happened here is they didn't forgive loans, as we know. They didn't address the issue. They're just passing the bill on to everybody else. But the judges are in a bad spot because they do pressure Supreme Court judges now. And it's worse than ever because a lot of these kids have already spent the money on new scooters and cars, so they'll go right to the judge's house if this gets overturned, which I am against, okay? But the one thing I never, you know, really got mad about when they were doing the Roe versus Wade protests is, yeah, they shouldn't be outside of justice's home, but a lot of those women needed the exercise.
Oh, my garden. They knew this was a loser. President Biden knew that he could wave his little wand, and it was really just symbolic, wasn't it?
And now he's running on the Republicans are trying to block my bribes.
That's true.
And bribes work. If Judge Jeanine was to take off her diamond necklace right now and give it to me, I would do just about anything.
Really?
And if she was to throw in the diamond rings, I'd do it twice.
God,
that's how effective bribes work.
He likes halibut, too.
And now bribes are the cornerstone of the Democratic Party. I mean, you got welfare, foreign aid, free college, earmarks. Those are bribes. But you know what they do, Kennedy? They call them relief. Well, I think we need some relief from the bribes because that's our money. And we're going to go broke from all these bribes.
Absolutely right. We need to make the government smaller. Taxation is theft. We need to get the government out of higher education. And we need more of the five, which is coming up in moments.
This holiday season, all you need.
Hello.
Is Love Actually.
The Christmas classic Love Actually just canceled by its director. What on earth happened? You'll find out.
If you want to call me baby, just go ahead now. And if you like to tell me maybe, just go ahead now. And if you want to buy me flowers, just go ahead now. And if you...
We hit...
Woke Hollywood seems to be eating itself alive. The director of Love Actually is slamming his own beloved Christmas classic while reflecting on 20 years since its release. He's upset over the film's lack of diversity. Now, I give him a lot of credit.
There are things you'd change, but thank God society is, you know, changing. So my film is bound in some moments to feel, you know, out of date. The lack of diversity makes me feel uncomfortable and a bit stupid. You know, I think there are, you know, there are sort of three plots that have sort of bosses and people who work for them.
Jimmy, I give him a lot of credit. I kept talking through the bump there, but I give him a lot of credit for at least the reflection and how he's thinking about it. What are your, I mean, are there things you like 20 years ago that you think are lacking in diversity or movies?
No. And let me be clear. If I was in a rom-com, it would be called Love Handles, actually. Okay. But he's a dope. He's clearly not listening to the market because consumers have sent a strong message to Hollywood that they don't show up for this woke crap at the box office. They go to the movies to be entertained. That's why they go. And we know that because Disney's two woke releases bombed. Lightyear bombed, Strange World bombed. Right. Billy Eichner's gay rom-com is such a bomb, you'll get stopped by TSA if you bring a DVD copy through security. Love Actually worked because women thought it was a good movie. And guys wanted to sleep with them, so we agreed. Bottom line, the market should dictate what you do on the screen, not the woke agenda.
Lisa, what are your thoughts?
He can go back and edit the movie. Steven Spielberg, remember at the end of E.T., the cops all had guns? Well, now go watch E.T. They don't have guns. Nope. So he can put Emmanuel Lewis in every frame of that movie if he wants to.
Did you
he
just
can...
invoke Webster?
I absolutely
yeah, he did. You're damn right he did.
It is the Webster rule, and he can go back and he can do it. I'm so sick of this Monday morning quarterbacking, like this pearl clutch. You're like, oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Yeah.
It's like, you know what? You know who my favorite actor was growing up? Whom I was madly in love with, Cleavon Little.
Thank you.
Blazing Saddles.
One thing I'll also add, in the new E.T., the alien gets a stimulus check from the government.
That's true.
Does he live in California,
yeah,
too?
Yeah, he's there. He's on a sidewalk.
Here's my feeling.
Do you give him any credit for the reflection or not?
Yeah, I actually do. I have to tell you, I actually do give him credit for that. Because, you know, when you look at America, we are so integrated. Mm-hmm. I mean, we really are. I'm proud of this country and what we do, okay? Mm-hmm. If he's so guilty about it, you know, give the money to some organization that you made. How about the royalties? When you figured out that maybe you're uncomfortable, from that point, give all the royalties to some organization that you think does better at what you didn't do.
You do know I like halibut, right? I told you.
Oh, I'm not. Okay.
What is cooking with Harold?
Yeah, you like salmon. I don't care.
20 years. If you think about movies we'd like 20 years ago, music like 20 years, there'd probably be people who could say they would want to apologize about that or think differently about that. But you give him credit for at least the reflection or not?
Say I'm watching Home Alone.
There we go.
I'm not watching Home Alone and saying, wait a second, I don't see any black guys in this.
Because you call me when you watch
Home Alone. Yeah, that's right.
But if you're the director and you reflect 20 years later, maybe it's fine. You didn't give a role to a black guy or a Hispanic guy, and they don't have the money for the role. So he's probably thinking about the money. He's not paying the actors in the film. That's what he's thinking about, money.
Mm-hmm. You think so?
I know so, Harold.
What's your favorite movie from 20 years ago?
20 years ago?
Not today.
What year is
it
20 years ago?
2002.
Tell me what was out that year, Harold.
Give, when you were 25, 30, 30, which was only 10 years ago for you, what was that?
Harold, I don't remember anything.
Just tell us your favorite movie.
I'll tell you from 20 years ago. Garden State and Run, Lola, Run. Those are around.
Oh, thank you. I never heard of either.
Garden State was terrible.
That's such a good movie. The best soundtrack to any film ever.
My favorite movie from 20 years ago, I was 19, Horny Housewives 2.
The fastest is up next.
And not white.
The virus that causes shingles.
Oh, you're damn right it is, Elvis. Welcome back. Time for the fastest. First up, Pizza Rat. Your days are numbered. New York is looking to pay a somewhat bloodthirsty rodent killer to be the city's new rat czar. The gig pays about $170,000 a year, and you'll need a, quote, swashbuckling attitude, crafty humor, and general aura of badassery. Sounds like the judge. But stick with me here. And I think you're tough, Judge. I think you're badass. But I'm going to start with Harold here.
Good idea.
Let's have this. The best. Harold, this sounds like a messy gig. But if it's anything like being the border czar, you don't actually have to show up. Would you take it?
I probably would if I didn't have anything to do. Because there are too many rats in the city.
Yeah,
they probably need to start right down in the subway. I mean, what are you talking about? You do know I like salmon, too, right? I told you that earlier. So, look, I think we need a rat czar. As someone that sees rats all over the city, it'd be great if we have them. But I don't know what they're going to do. Late at night, you're going to be out with mouse traps around the city?
Well, is it true because New York is a Democratic-run city? Would you have to give 10% of your rats to the big guy?
20.
I like it when you drive a hard bargain. Judge, as a former prosecutor, don't you miss the days when the only rats making headlines were mafia turncoats?
Yeah, I took them all down, too. Look, I think the demon rats... the Democrats probably have a good idea here. This is ridiculous. We've got somebody in DPW who's got a degree. Figure out how to kill him. Uh-huh. But I remember I was coming out of some place. You had to come upstairs. I don't live in the city. Uh-huh. You have to come upstairs to get to the street. Uh-huh. And I'm coming up the stairs and I thought it was a cat. It was a rat. Oh. And I was airborne at that point.
Oh, no. Jesse, is it true that you don't go to your car until Johnny clears the area?
It is true. And I'm really afraid of rats. Like, really afraid. Uh-huh. Like, I run, I scream, like, a high-pitched
It's so unnerving.
I'm terrified of them. No. Terrified.
This does evoke images of the bad old days in New York, early 90s, which everyone knows was probably the low point for this city and for the MTV VJs.
How dare you.
As an MTV VJ, give it to me. What's more disturbing, Pizza Rat or the Band Rat?
Oh, no, I actually like the Band Rat.
You do, right?
Yeah.
Out in the streets, around. That's where we meet. Boom. Okay. Love it.
You guys are never allowed to gather on the show.
Here we go. Okay. Moving on.
But unlike Jesse... I get like a cheap thrill, like kicking a garbage can and seeing rats. Like,
oh,
it grosses
like
me out.
That?
Yes. I scream, but for the same reason people watch horror movies and Dr.
It's exciting.
Do you know how you feel about people touching your belly button?
Yes.
I feel that way about rats.
Then never touch my belly button. Yes!
Here we go. Here's a great way to spread Christmas cheer. Charge your guests. A 63-year-old mom is boasting about how she is billing everyone for Christmas dinner, including her young grandkids. Adults have to pony up $18. Her 2-3-year-old grandchildren are being charged $3 for the grub. Jesse, isn't this really just a creative way of saying she doesn't want to hang out with these people?
Yeah, I mean, if the price is too high, they're not coming. I did this once in high school. I showed up to a party that I didn't throw. I didn't even know who threw the party. I stood in the driveway and just collected $5 from everybody coming in. I made like $200.
Oh, that's amazing. Yeah. Kennedy, let me ask you this.
That's great.
If you were going to charge for dinner, would you get the money up front, given how strong the drinks are that you make at your dinner party?
Absolutely. No one would be able to go for their bill fold the first course.
She's the only person that serves drinks in a funnel. It's not even a drink. Judge, how much would you charge me to come to your house for Christmas?
First of all, I love to cook, and I love to have people over. I mean, cooking is something I enjoy. First of all, I could never charge my kids because they wouldn't come. Okay? One of the reasons I cook is to, like, get them to come home in a while. Aww. Okay, and that's the truth.
Okay.
Isn't that sad?
No, it's not. I would come for free.
Let me ask you this, Harold, because she said she's going to charge women less than men. Do you think this will lead to a wave of Democrats identifying as women to save money on Christmas dinner?
You first.
Oh, you don't want to know the things I've worn.
So I can't imagine. Family dinners are family dinners. Why would you charge your family? I'm with you. My kids are young, 8 and 7. I hope they want to keep coming home. They're going to keep coming home till they're 18. I hope they want to come. I'm not going to charge them. But if I were going to charge, I'd get a pretty penny out of you from Thanksgiving.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, me and Dana. Yeah.
That is amazing.
Retroactive. Doesn't apply.
One More Thing is up next.
When you get a chip in your windshield,
time now for One More Thing. Harold Ford Jr.
Tomorrow, big day, 9 a.m. on Fox. USA takes on the Netherlands. Go USA!
What
is everybody doing for the game? What are you doing for the game tomorrow? You watching?
Watching with the fans.
Yeah, drinking.
Watching
with the
early in the morning. It's
good. Right. 9 a.m. Like
America, what
baby.
Time?
Yeah. 9 a.m. coverage starts.
Yeah,
10 a.m. the game.
I'll be working out.
If we win tomorrow, which we will, we'll play either Argentina or Australia. It's a big day starting on Fox Sports because if at 7:30, Michigan plays Purdue. Go Blue. But USA, Netherlands, 9 a.m. Eastern time, Fox.
All right, just
go USA.
Promo housekeeping. Tomorrow night I'm going to be on Alan Filter with Dan Bongino at 9 o'clock Eastern. And tonight, Jesse Waters primetime, Musk dropping these bombshell files any second now on Twitter's Hunter laptop cover-up, 7 o'clock. Judge.
All right. Tonight I'm going to MC an event at the Marriott Marquis for Tunnel to Towers. You know we love them. T2T.org. And John and Margot Kasimatidis are being honored. I'll bring pictures on Monday. But it's no secret. Here's my one more thing. That Christmas season can be a stressful time of year. Take a look at this. There's a bear trying to take down Rudolph. See the bear? Rudolph is inflatable. Okay? The bear doesn't quite get it.
Gets it.
So the brutal attack was caught on film, and thankfully Rudolph survived, but the bear is still at large, and we expect he'll get coal in his stocking this year.
The bear is still at large.
The bear was doing little kids a favor. You want to know why? No one talks about this. Everybody likes inflatables, okay? But they deflate them in the morning. They're on a timer. And when kids go to school, it looks like there was a drive-by on the block, and everyone wiped out Santa and all the reindeer.
What do you mean they deflate?
Because a lot of people have their deflatables on timers.
Why would you spend money putting an inflatable on a timer?
I don't believe you should, but if you live where I live in the suburbs, every one of them looks like they got wiped out, like it was the purge.
Where do you live?
I don't want to give out my address. A lot of women out there. We'll get into it after the show.
A lot of sailors, too.
Kennedy.
Oh, look at this. So, Minnesota, it's icy even this time of year. And poor Charlie Koenig, she's leaving her house, slips on a patch of ice, spaghetti marinara all over her face.
Spaghetti head.
Charlie, she is spaghetti head. She had a smile on her face. You know, she mugged That's for the camera tight. A little bit, but a perfectly good entree. She ended up wintering.
Oh my gosh. That is the only way I could successfully avoid carbs. by the way. They keep telling me to in wardrobe. They're like, Jimmy, there's only so much we can put on that face.
Tell them what you called yourself the other day.
Oh, I look like a talking ham on Mondays. I come in, I'm swollen. My mom makes all this Italian food. There's so much sauce and acid. I just look like a product placement from Honey Baked Ham.
All right,
like,
listen, you've got to get Jesse's book that I read. What's the name of the book?
I don't remember.
The nutrition.
We're going to give it to you.
Okay, we'll give it to you.
Do you think he's going to read it?
Well, here's the deal. Mm-hmm. Bone broth, and then if you want to do something good for your liver, eat an animal's liver.
Is that
if
true?
It's crazy. It's like the Indian.
Wait, what book can I give
okay?
you? Jesus.
Yeah, and that's why he never eats candy. He always has an apple or a banana there.
I like tuna and snapper.
I don't care. Okay, and salmon.
Wait, halibut?
Folks.
Tuna, Branzino.
Branzino, definitely. See you back.
All right. I'll cook for you guys. I will.
Today, when I get off the air, I'm going into the woods and foraging for animal livers. But next Friday, you can see me at the Bricktown Comedy Club in Oklahoma City.
You're here.
Friday night, December 9th, Saturday night, December 10th. Tickets at BricktownComedy.com.
All
Saturday
right.
night, Fort Wayne, Indiana, girlfriend. That is December 16th and 17th. Tickets for that at the Summit City Comedy Club.
Well, now
in
all
Fort
the
Wayne,
women know where you're going to be.
Oh, they got me now.
Tell us
all the chubby, all those chubby chasers. You're all welcome to come. Just don't heckle the comedians like Kennedy. She is the worst audience member.
I'm the best.
The best to me.
Oh, no, I love to laugh.
Comics.
Do you do it at any of the casinos?
Oh, yeah. I was just in Vegas, Judge. That's
no,
why I'm
like
working
the
off
ones
my desk.
Around here.
All right. We got to go. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.
Listen to The 5 ad-free on Amazon Music with your Prime membership or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.